Hello and welcome to Parking Thought. I'm Jacob and I'm glad you're here today. You know, I've been thinking a lot about this episode and talking about what this podcast and YouTube channel does and what it's designed for and how it started and just kind of reflecting on what exactly this is. And it comes down to one question, and it's a question we should ask ourselves. What are you grateful for that other people might not notice? And it's not that they ignore it or that, you know, we constantly go around and we take everything we have in our life for granted. But it's the idea that our world is full of so many wonderful, awesome, good things that we need to take the time to notice every once in a while. It doesn't mean we have to be perfect, but to take the time to notice. So today I'm admitting that recently one of the things I've been doing with COVID is eating pickles. Now, they don't necessarily look that good on the camera. They don't necessarily, I don't know how to describe it, but something about pickles has been really attractive since COVID had started. My mother-in-law makes the best pickles. They've got some zing to them that's like, whew, absolutely amazing. And terrific and just absolutely wonderful. If I were to only eat her pickles, then, you know, we would run out of them pretty quickly. And since she's in Canada and I'm in the U.S. and the border's closed, the two really good things that I love getting from Canada are my mother-in-law's pickles and peanut butter. Believe it or not, peanut butter, the regular Kraft peanut butter in Canada, to me, tastes significantly better than all of the other peanut butters I've tried in the United States, including some of the gourmet ones. And so we have this real kind of love for Canadian peanut butter. And it's not the gourmet stuff in Canada, it's just the Kraft peanut butter. Yeah, Kraft makes peanut butter in Canada. Or at least there's peanut butter sold in Canada under the Kraft brand. Our food supply chain, I've learned a lot more about it since working for a company that's a part of that supply chain. And wow, is it interesting how many things have to happen in the right order and the right sequence to get to where we are. So the next time you go try something new, right? Don't just try it new for the result it is. Look at the work that was used to create it. And it makes it easier to appreciate. It makes it easier because you'll be noticing things that maybe others don't necessarily appreciate. Look at what you have and then realize how amazing it is. I'm in my daughter's room recording this. She's off house sitting with her sister, because a friend of ours needed to do some traveling and has a small dog and couldn't take the dog with her. And, you know, so they're over there house sitting, and it's, you know, you look around this room and man, there's a lot of things that are just neat and worth being grateful for in here. And that happens with all the things we have. The furniture that this, you know, camera is sitting on is painted with a particular type of paint that is really kind of cool. You know, and I remember painting this with my wife, or maybe she painted it and I just helped or something along those lines. You know, there's all these little things we have. What are you grateful for that others might not notice? And you don't have to tell me, you can. I will absolutely feature that on part of the podcast, or just send it to me. Comments are great. But tell somebody something that you noticed that you're grateful for, because that gratitude is contagious. It helps spread things around. It helps in a good way spread things around. It helps, you know, share what we love. And, you know, one of the other things, we're not allowed to talk to people face to face, but you can tell them while you're not talking to them face to face how grateful you are for them. You know, I had somebody on Friday tell me how grateful they were that I was so willing to learn. And, you know, hearing that somebody was grateful for choices I've made and how I've been trying to live my life, at least in the professional side. My family will tell you that I'm grouchy all the time, but it meant a lot. And so maybe we should share a little bit of our gratitude for others and the choices they make and let them know that we love them. Because when it comes down to it, when you're saying you're grateful for something, you're really saying, I love you. And that's it for this edition of Parking Thought. If you like the show, share it with somebody else that you know. And if you want to subscribe, you can find us on your favorite podcast app. You can find us on YouTube. And if you're going to hit the YouTube, hit the bell on the YouTube. That would be great. And finally, in a world where you can choose to be anything, why not choose to be grateful?